Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
By the time you say, hi, Kendra, your life is done. By the time you even thought, maybe I should go on Kendra, you done as a woman. It's over.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. How you pronounce your name, babe?
It is Sunise. Like Denise, but Sunise.
Sunise. Okay, where you calling me from?
Denver, Colorado.
All right, Denver. How old are you?
I am 57.
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
Okay, 57. What you do for a living?
So I'm retired from owning 4 nursing homes, and I'm a full-time mom and a publisher and minister.
Oh, what a strong woman. Hear me roar. Such a strong woman.
First problem, she's 57 years old. Said it before, I'll say it again. Dating is over after 40. It's a wrap. You're going to be somebody's side piece at best. There's no good reason for a man to take a 40-plus-year-old woman serious.
You old. Think about it. Have you ever watched a fucking Cinderella movie where it be some old bitch and a prince come out on his horse and carriage to an old bitch and say, hey, here's the glass slipper. I want to take you off.
We ain't having kids. We ain't really building a legacy. And you're going to start getting on my nerves fairly quick. I already know. You get irritable quick. You get aggy quick. Nah, nobody want to deal with that. They don't. So at best, come over 2 times a week, we shag, and then you go on about your motherfucking business. Best case scenario. But yeah, you 57. Just enjoy your life. Just enjoy it. You don't need a man. You got so many other things you can get into. She said she owned 4 nursing homes. She a pastor. That's already out of order. Based on everything that I know about the Bible, her being a pastor is out of line. Last time I checked, the Bible say a woman shouldn't be a pastor. Acting like you know, acting like it ain't like you know, acting like it ain't like you know, acting like it ain't you get the moon on. But I know I got a lot of religious people that watch my channel, so please correct me in the comments section. I don't mind being wrong. I don't mind admitting when I'm wrong. But I'm already getting that she's going to feel like she's a boss in the relationship. Because she used to running shit. She run the church. She ran 4 nursing homes. So yeah, she probably going to bring that energy to the relationship. Even if she says she won't.
You never know. That's the point.
Another thing. When a woman want to list off 5 things that she do or that she did, it's an ego thing. It's just not normal. Just say 1 of the 5 things you did. We don't need to know everything you got into. Just say you retired from owning 4 nursing homes and leave it at that. That's that ego. You want to seem like a bigger boss. The more stuff I say, the bigger boss I am. And that's just not feminine.
I'm not apologizing to that old bitch. Absolutely not.
So, okay, so what should I write down for your job?
Just publisher retire? Is fine.
A publisher? Okay.
I am.
Do you have any children?
I do.
How old are your kids?
I have 1, a son that is 5.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold, wait, first of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
Like, wait, what?
You have a 5-year-old son?
I do.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm nosy. Did you have natural birth? Did you adopt?
Well, that's one reason I got on tonight is because today is the last day of National Adoption Month. And so I adopted my son.
Okay. All right. We're happy. We love people that go and find kids that need homes. So, okay. Got you.
Things aren't always what they seem. There's always something more that meets the eye.
What 55, 57, 60, 65-year-old man want to raise a 5-year-old? Not many. I can tell you that. So we got to deal with all her shit and have the patience for a 5-year-old kid that isn't even her biological kid. No. We're getting off to a horrible start.
I don't want to be that guy.
What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
All righty. He must know the Lord. He must have a relationship with the Lord and respect the Lord's ways. A man that has done the work on himself, who's healed from trauma. A man that knows how to apologize when he's wrong. a man that loves himself and he's wise with his finances. Time to heal our women. Be
real to our women. Oh, she got a list. Did you see how she tried to dictate your relationship with the Lord? Well, she is a pastor. So, yeah, you got to worship the way she feel like, you know, you should worship. Or she going to be on that ass. And she said she want a man who can admit when he wrong. I got a feeling if you got in a relationship with her, she's going to feel like you're wrong a lot. So she's always going to be looking for that apology.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Yeah, does that sound like something that a man would want to put up with?
Next question, please.
Her idea of right and wrong is going to be based on how she feels at the moment, not some higher morality, I assure you.
He's out of line, but he's right.
A man that is mentally and physically mature, and a man that that takes care of his own, has a relationship with his family and takes care of the needs and the finances of his children, and who believes in purpose and destiny, and he knows how to walk in that purpose and destiny.
It's dingbat mythological bullshit. You gotta love bitches when they try to sound smart, okay?
Okay. What are your deal breakers?
A man that's not integral. A man that doesn't know his purpose and his destiny. A man that smokes or do drugs. That doesn't know how to have a relationship with the Lord.
I don't know how this sounds to y'all. I don't know if it sounds reasonable or not. But at 57, look, using all these words, these woo-woo words, destiny and this and that. Look, a man who breathing and a man who treats you right. Period, point blank. Those are really the only requirements a woman can have at this advanced age. He treat me right, and, you know, he has some teeth in his mouth, and that's about it.
Learn to love it, because you'll have no choice.
But realistically, you're going to have to pay to play. You're going to have to pay a man to be with you. It's that simple. This incredible man that you're describing, he can do better than you. That's just the harsh reality of it. So you're going to have to pay a man down on his luck if you want a companion.
Should he look a certain way?
I'm 4'9". So, you know, 5'1 and above is fine. I've dated 6'6". I've dated 5'. So doesn't matter. As far as the looks, just as long as if he's submissive to God, it'll allow me to love him or like him even the more. And the looks are not, it won't be as important.
Okay. Should he make a certain amount of money?
Oh, this is going to be good.
Here we go. Here the fuck we go.
Well, I'm 57.
And so what?
So if it's a man that's retired, he needs to have, he needs to be able to own stuff.
Fuck you.
He needs to have bills paid off. He needs to have a home, and at least bringing in, most people that are retired, sometimes they're bringing in $2,000 a month, but they have their legacy laid up, if that makes any sense.
What does that mean? What is
for credits?
I don't know what that means.
It does, but is there, for my simple brain, is there a money requirement, like a certain amount of money he has to make a year?
$24,000 a month.
I beg your pardon?
I mean a year. Okay, $24,000 a year.
Okay. Fair enough. So that's retired money, because everything, that's what you're saying, everything else is paid off?
Correct. And then he has his legacy, or 401k, or he may be a millionaire.
Doing drugs stop you from living up to your potential. It holds you back. I get angry just thinking about it. Makes me mad.
No, see, she talking in circles, like, just talk direct. Because when she first started talking about it, she said $2,000 a month, $24,000 a year. That make it seem like she's super down to earth. And this is what she really should be saying. This is what she qualify for. A dude who make $2,000 a month. Not with a million in investments or none of that shit.
Man, hell no!
But I don't like when women try to manipulate and word stuff weird. She want that 100K man, but she tried to word it funny. To trick us, but you ain't tricking me, man.
Well, I can't be played. A person trying to play me plays themselves.
I'm only playing your fucking game because ain't shit else to do.
I mean, come on. I know you. You know you. And I know you know that I know you.
Trust me, if he got a million set to the side, he's going to have 24-year-olds tickling his pickle. Not you, Granny.
Are you a little desperate there, Grandma?
He's done working. So it's not necessarily where he has to bring in a certain amount of money a month.
That's okay, so because let's be clear. Because sure. $2,000 a month. No, you said $24,000 a year does not equate to a millionaire. Like,
no, I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm speaking of.
So let me ask you this to be clear. Could a man's value and income be solely $24,000 a year and you would date him?
That's if he's retired.
Again, fine.
Now, if he's not retired and still working, he needs to at least have $75,000, $100,000.
Okay, now we're getting clarity. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Crack is cheap.
Sinise, let's do the Kendra cam.
All righty. Can you see me? I took my glasses off, so.
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
The bag of laundry body, he could do better at 75 to 100K.
When was your last relationship?
I'm excited about saying it. In a way, I want to say it's none of their business, but I want to be able to be honest because I'm proud of it. My last relationship was 18 years ago.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
I'm proud of it because I was able to say no. I was able to say no to people who I knew didn't meet my standards. Instead of just dating to be dating, many times people want to date to just be dating.
Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if you want to, love me if you want, but just use your common sense.
Ma'am, if you haven't been in a relationship in almost 2 decades, that's the market telling you the guy who meets your standards don't want you.
I know it's not rocket science, but it seems like it's pretty difficult for you to figure out.
But my first 2 years after my divorce, I took care of me. I decided to get healed spiritually, physically, emotionally, you know, financially, paying off all my bills so that I wouldn't bring something to the table. And I got healed from depression. My mother died when I was 17 years old and I had to raise my sisters. And so sometimes when you're depressed, you just allow any man to come into your life. And so those first 2 years after the divorce, I was able to get healed in all those types of ways. And so now I'm able to see who's for me and who's not for me.
Damn, bitch, you are fucked up.
When you're walking in, you know, unforgiveness or depression, you're not able to see who's for you.
So, okay, you're 57, right?
Correct.
So the last time you dated was when you were 39?
Yes.
That's a damn shame.
And here's another thing. Her relationship muscles or whatever, her relationship skills, they're non-existent at this point. She hasn't been in a relationship in almost 20 years. To me, at 57, that would be too hard of a transition to be a good mate for a man after not being with a man for 20 years. So, yeah, she really just needed to let it go. I do not want her to find a man. It's not going to be a good situation for either one of them.
So, are you saying it was a conscious decision to not date until this time?
It was. I mean, if someone came that met my standards in those 18 years, if someone would have come while I... in those 18 years that met my standard, then I would have given him a try. I did have a male friend that we've known each other 7 years, but he didn't want children. He's a millionaire. He's a chaplain for an NFL team.
That is bullshit.
But he did not want children, so I did not settle for that.
But wait, you called him a friend. Was he a friend or was he somebody you were dating?
He was a friend, but I knew that he loved me and he wanted to be with me in a relationship.
My God.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe it. I don't believe a millionaire wanted to be in a long-term serious relationship with this woman. I just don't. Maybe for some weird reason he wanted to hit the skins, but no. I mean, men just say stuff when they're trying to get a woman in bed, but I don't believe it. Not for 1 second. I would love to hear his side of this story. I got a feeling it wouldn't match up with hers. Especially if we was just having barbershop locker room talk. Shout out to the orange man.
So he wanted a relationship. You didn't want one with him.
I didn't want one because he was great in all areas. I don't want to take away from that. But because he was older, he was done with having children. And I, for the past 30 years, I prayed for a child. And I didn't want to settle for a man who did not want a child.
Okay, fair enough. So let's ask this. So you're saying you have standards. And in the 18 years, you couldn't meet a man that had those standards that you desire, so you chose not to date. So if a man does not come along that meets the standards that you have a requirement for, are you just okay never getting into another relationship?
I am. Even though I got my own CD, maybe even on TV. I'm at peace where I'm at. I think I did this for two reasons. I got on a dating site, like on Facebook, and someone was saying, oh, you are so mature, you're so healed, you should try Kendra G. And I was like, I'm not doing that. And then my son had said, now, when I say this, what he said to me, please don't think that I'm desperate. It's not that.
You got to know when to say when, bitch. Our coochie cutter days are over. Forever 21 was a lie.
He's learning about family in school. And he said, Mommy, I want a daddy.
Bastard soon.
This is sad.
I'm going to get you real soon.
And anytime a woman got to reassure the audience, I'm not desperate, she's desperate. And if she's so comfortable being alone, why even come on this embarrassing show at 57? Have some dignity, have some pride. I mean, you are carrying yourself well. At least you ain't on here twerking and shit like these other ratchets. But come on. You want somebody. Be honest with yourself. Nobody will come on this show willy-nilly just to pass some time. If you got to come on Kendra G's show, it's because you're desperately looking for somebody. You're not going to embarrass yourself and your whole family just because it was nothing else to do on a Thursday night. You know what I mean?
I said, honey, we're good. But if God brings him, that's wonderful. But we're not desperate here. I have about 23 great people who are village people to me, meaning male and female, who helped me raise my son. You know, they bring a lot of support mentally to him, financially to him, you know, those types of things. So I'm not desperate. But if it happens, it happens.
Man, get off that shit. It's over. It ain't nothing nobody can do about it, man.
He really needs to be able to travel because we travel a lot.
Oh, my goodness. A Travelicia, a 50-year-old Travelicia pastor. Men ain't trying to do all that traveling. And if a 57-year-old man who makes 75K is traveling, he traveling to go get him some young strange. You know what I mean? Why would I take 57-year-old sand to the beach?
I travel out of the country a lot, you know, ministering around the world. He has to be able to accept that I am a boss woman and I do preach the gospel. I'm not going to put my business ahead of him. I believe in the order of the family, so I am submissive.
Shit.
But I also want a man that's going to be able to respect who I am and going to be able to push me into my purpose and destiny. So if he can't do those types of things, then he's not for me.
Well, yeah, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
What's the age range you want to date, Sinise?
I would say from 40 to maybe 65.
Oh, you'll go younger?
Oh, yes.
Somebody done told you wrong.
This woman then lost her rabbit ass mind. 40? A 40-year-old man making 75K to 100K is going to seriously fuck with a 57-year-old woman with a 5-year-old adopted kid? Man, I don't even got nothing to say.
I'm not God, but no, you're I've learned that sometimes that when men date older like that, they call them sugar mamas. Mm-hmm. So would you be a sugar mama for a 40-plus? He should be a 40-plus-year-old man who's probably not retired. That makes at least 100K.
That is correct.
Okay. So just, I'm curious, do you want to cohabitate with this man or does he have his own home? You have your own home?
No, oh no. No matter what, I'm not planning on having sex until I'm married.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul.
God, if you listen, hell, I can't take it no more.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.